Okay, why do we need fuel choice? Because, again, if we have cars that do not enable us to use anything other than petroleum, then we are forever going to be beholden to petroleum. And we keep on putting on the road every year 10, 15 million cars that are petroleum only. And by the way, those cars are going to be on the road for 15 years. That's the average life cycle of an American car, okay? So every time you put a new car that can run only on petroleum, it's as if you extended your lease on petroleum dependency for another 15 years. And when you talk to petroleum experts and you ask them, what's going to happen in the petroleum world in 15 years from now? They say, oh, it doesn't look too good. You know, we have China, we have India, we have all these. It doesn't look too good. So why we keep on digging? You know, the first thing you do when you're in a hole, you stop digging. Well, we are digging faster than ever. And so are other countries, by the way. So how do we turn oil into salt? Well, the most important thing we need to do, and it can be done by Congress today with a stroke of a pen, and that is to pass a bill that says that you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot sell a car in the United States unless it offers you some subset of fuel choice. And you know what? I'm not going to tell them which technology, which fuel. In some parts of the country, it may be ethanol. In some parts of the country, it may be methanol. In some parts of the country, it could be natural gas, electricity. You decide as a consumer. Let me decide based on my economic conditions, based on my political proclivities, based on my environmental preferences. Let me decide. But give me the platform that enables me to make those choices. So the bill that needs to come out of Congress needs to say this. You cannot sell a car in the United States unless it offers some sort of fuel choice. It can run on gasoline, but also something else. And there is a bill like this, happens to be today pending before Congress. It's called the Open Fuel Standard Act. It was presented before the Senate. It was presented before the House. The Open Fuel Standard Act is a two-page bill. It's a very short bill, very simple bill, a bill that doesn't cost taxpayers a dollar, okay? That's the beauty of it. It doesn't cost taxpayers anything. It doesn't ask for grants. It doesn't ask for subsidies. It doesn't ask for, all it asks is for free market to begin to correct itself. Now, when I see the vice chairman of GM standing and publicly admitting that it cost them only $70 to make a car flexible fuel. And Congress doesn't say, okay, if that's what it cost you, then let's make it into a law and now you make it a standard feature in every automobile that you sell. Just like you have a seatbelt or an airbag or a rear view mirror, why not make it a standard feature? If it only costs $70, and they say, oh, we don't like mandates. That's their. Now, well, they just accepted a 54 miles per gallon mandate on fuel efficiency. They just accepted a year before a mandate to put rear end cameras in every car that they sell. So how can you say that you are not willing to accept a mandate that requires a $70 adjustment to the cost of a car? At best, by the way. I think it doesn't even cost that much because my friend Robert Zubrin has been tinkering with those cars and he realized that essentially all you need is some rings that cost 50 cents each and some adjustment to the algorithm, things that really don't cost that much. So you want to ask it why they're opposed to it. Well, I really think that the reason that they're opposed to it, the automaker, is because today they have a situation which they get fuel efficiency credits for putting flex fuel cars on the road. And what happens is that they make, if you look at the flex fuel vehicles that they're selling today, you see they're all 5-liter engine, 6-liter engine, big cars. Because that's how they crop the efficiency credits. So they think, okay, if it becomes a standard across all of the models, across all of the vehicles, this loophole is going to be taken away from us, and then we're going to have to invest more money in very expensive technologies like hybrid, like, you know, things that cost a lot of money to meet the efficiency standards. So I think that if my theory is true, I think we can reach some accommodation. I think we need to begin to negotiate with them. And I think we need to pass this Open Fuel Standard Act, mobilizing all of our friends in Congress and all of the people that have been traditional supporters of the biofuels industry, and get it done. Because quite frankly, when I talk to politicians, they, you know, not supporting the Open Fuel Standard Act, not supporting is the biggest gift you can give to OPEC. You essentially hand a gift to the oil cartel by enabling, aiding and abetting their monopoly so they can coast into their future and keep on extracting our money to feed and spoil all their unproductive people.